Listening. Task 1. For items 1 to 10, listen to part of a report about some plans on the moon. Decide which of the statements 1 to 10 are true according to the text you hear, A, and which are false, B. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Hilton International, owner of many of the world's most luxurious hotels, has joined the race to build the first hotel on the moon, bringing a new meaning to the expression five-star. Called the Lunar Hilton, the huge place would have over 5,000 rooms. It would be powered by two enormous solar panels and would have its own beach and sea, as well as a working farm. The company asked architects to design the building following the discovery of water on the moon. It is working closely with experts at NASA on the project and hopes to form a partnership which would be able to fly guests to the hotel. Hilton has spent little more than £100,000 on the project so far, compared with the £25 million that three Japanese companies have already poured into their own moon projects. Shimizu is planning tennis courts and golf courses, while Nishimatsu wants to build a resort called Escargot City, consisting of three 10-story towers shaped like snail's shells. Another company, Obayashi, is working on a project to create a self-sufficient lunar community of 10,000 people, which would be supplied by vast vegetable farms on the moon. Peter Enston, the British architect who has developed the Hilton's plans, proposes a 325-meter-high complex with restaurants, a medical center, a church, and even a primary school. All drinking water would be pumped up from the ice reserves, which would also be used to fill the sea.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Hilton International, owner of many of the world's most luxurious hotels, has joined the race to build the first hotel on the moon, bringing a new meaning to the expression five-star. Called the Lunar Hilton, the huge place would have over 5,000 rooms. It would be powered by two enormous solar panels and would have its own beach and sea, as well as a working farm. The company asked architects to design the building following the discovery of water on the moon. It is working closely with experts at NASA on the project and hopes to form a partnership which would be able to fly guests to the hotel. Hilton has spent little more than £100,000 on the project so far, compared with the £25 million that three Japanese companies have already poured into their own moon projects. Shimizu is planning tennis courts and golf courses, while Nishimatsu wants to build a resort called Escargot City, consisting of three 10-story towers shaped like snail's shells. Another company, Obayashi, is working on a project to create a self-sufficient lunar community of 10,000 people, which would be supplied by vast vegetable farms on the moon. Peter Enston, the British architect who has developed the Hilton's plans, proposes a 325-meter-high complex with restaurants, a medical center, a church, and even a primary school. All drinking water would be pumped up from the ice reserves, which would also be used to fill the sea.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 11 to 15, listen to the text. Choose the correct answer A, B, or C to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Today I've escaped from the studio for once and come out into the country to meet a woman who's lived through an experience which for most of us is just a ghastly nightmare. 6 months ago, Barbara Lincoln was nearly drowned when the boat she was on sank in pitch darkness in the Pacific. Now back home in England, Barbara agreed to talk to me, rather surprisingly, on the steamer that crosses the lake near her house. Well, Barbara, it's certainly a surprise to find you up here on deck. I'd rather expected you to stay firmly on dry land nowadays.
It's getting a bit easier now. But I must admit that at first, when I got back after the shipwreck, I really had to force myself. But in fact, that was really nothing new for me.
How do you mean?
Well, it goes right back to my childhood, when I used to have this dream about some kind of boating accident and being in the sea in the dark. It was really frightening. All I could see were some lights in the distance. Then I'd wake up. And basically, I've been afraid ever since of anything to do with boats or with the sea.
But you learned to swim, presumably, or you wouldn't be here now.
Yeah, but as I say, it was a huge effort of will. And I learned in a nice, safe swimming pool. And I'd only go in the sea in broad daylight with lots of people around, and flat, calm water. And I only went in a boat if it was absolutely necessary.
So, how come you were in a boat that night, on the night of the accident?
Well, I was heading out to the Pacific to join a friend for a holiday, and I was supposed to catch a connecting flight. Anyway, I missed the flight, and I had to get out to this island, and it was getting dark when I managed to find a little passenger boat that was going to call there. So I set off for this little island in that. I certainly wouldn't have done it if there had been any alternative, believe me. But the next flight wasn't for another 6 days.
No, I suppose you didn't have much choice.
This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. Integrated listening and reading. Task 3. Read the text below, then listen to a phone message about the same product. You will notice that some ideas coincide and some differ in the two texts. Answer questions 16 to 25 by choosing A, if the idea is expressed in both materials, B, if it can be found only in the reading text, C, if it can be found only in the audio recording, and D, if neither of the materials expresses the idea. Now you have 7 minutes to read the text. Now listen to a phone message about the same product and then do the tasks 16 to 25, comparing the text and the recorded message. You will hear the message twice.
Hi, Jane. It's Alan. Last week, when we discussed purchasing a new copier, you asked me to look into them and to give you my recommendation. I've looked at about 10 different models so far. Here's one that I think will be perfect for our office, Copy Pro. It has all the features that we discussed, and it is within the budget you mentioned. I looked online and found some product reviews. Most of the reviews for the Copy Pro have been favorable. In fact, several computing websites have named it their top pick. Even though it's aimed at the home user market, people who want to print photos, for example, its print speed, scan resolution, and copying capabilities are all things that we would take advantage of here in the office. Look at the attached product description and let me know what you think. If you like this, I'll be happy to take care of ordering one. If you don't, I'll continue looking at other models.
You'll hear the message again in 30 seconds. Now listen to the message again.
Hi, Jane. It's Alan. Last week, when we discussed purchasing a new copier, you asked me to look into them and to give you my recommendation. I've looked at about 10 different models so far. Here's one that I think will be perfect for our office, Copy Pro. It has all the features that we discussed, and it is within the budget you mentioned. I looked online and found some product reviews. Most of the reviews for the Copy Pro have been favorable. In fact, several computing websites have named it their top pick. Even though it's aimed at the home user market, people who want to print photos, for example, its print speed, scan resolution, and copying capabilities are all things that we would take advantage of here in the office. Look at the attached product description and let me know what you think. If you like this, I'll be happy to take care of ordering one. If you don't, I'll continue looking at other models.
Now you have 5 minutes to finish the task and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the integrated task. Now you can start working on your reading task.